Here to break down what those new numbers from Iowa mean for the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates, I'm joined by longtime Iowa pollster Ann Selzer, whose group, Selzer and Company, conducted the poll. Ann Selzer, welcome back to the NewsHour. So let's look again at those numbers, the main storyline. Elizabeth Warren at 22%, Joe Biden at 20%, Bernie Sanders at 11%, everybody else in single digits. How much of a change is this from your last poll, and who is supporting Elizabeth Warren?
Well, it's a nice jump for Elizabeth Warren. If you're one of her supporters, you would see it that way. What she has done is really begun to build a coalition, and that includes women and college-educated, likely caucus-goers. And for the first time, she is now leading with the under 35 age group. That's an encroachment into territory that was held by Bernie Sanders almost exclusively. So she's eating into the support that he used to have there.
And you looked at enthusiasm as well. You had a category, are you extremely enthusiastic about a candidate, very enthusiastic? What did you see there?
Well, you see two things. First of all, we've got Warren and Biden at the top of the leaderboard, and the advantage goes to Elizabeth Warren, with slightly more saying that they're extremely enthusiastic about that by 10 points, 32% versus 22% for Joe Biden. But really, if you look at the other two contenders, and that would be Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg, it's almost half of their supporters who say they feel extremely enthusiastic. So it gives you a sense that there are other coalitions building that could pop another candidate forward.
You also looked at what you, I think what you're calling it, the footprint, who was a voter's first choice and second choice. What did you see?
Well, it's first and second choice, and then are you actively considering them? And there also, Elizabeth Warren jumped about 10 points. She now has 71% of likely Democratic caucus goers saying they're actively considering her or have placed her first or second on their list. That Joe Biden did not move, stayed about where he was. You have three other candidates who crossed the 50% mark, and that's Bernie Sanders, that's Pete Buttigieg, and then rounding out that team is Kamala Harris. So I look at the rest of those as some upside potential. They've got enough people who are interested in them to make potentially a forward move. And we saw Elizabeth Warren poised in our last poll to do exactly that.
And I do want to ask you about that, Ann Selzer, because some folks would look at this and say, well, this is really not good news for the people who are polling in single digits. But I hear you saying there's still movement. I mean, what are we looking at? A large percentage of Iowa voters are telling you they are Democrats, Democratic voters are saying they're not, you know, they may change their mind about who they're going to vote for.
Well, that's exactly right. And there's two numbers I would point you to. First of all, the top three that are in single digits, that's 53% of the vote. So there's a lot of vote left to be had. And secondly, we asked if you had a first choice, is your mind made up? And that accounts for 20% of all of the likely voters say, I have a first choice and my mind is made up. So they either don't have a first choice or they're open to considering other possibilities. And anybody who knows Iowa would know that sounds just like Iowa in caucus season.
Well, we are still several months away. And Ann Selzer, I know you're going to keep on polling. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Judy.